News.
Ban on veils. France wants a new law. Imagine if your government controlled what you could and couldn't wear. These Muslim women are wearing veils covering their face and hair. But now, the French government wants to introduce a ban on wearing veils in some public places. Muslim women would not be allowed to cover their face in hospitals, schools, government offices, and on public transport. It is proposed that women wearing a veil in those places could be refused the services on offer there. The French government says the face veil has too many negative connotations. It is a symbol of the repression of women. It is against French republican principles. The ban is likely to come into force during the next few months. With over 5 million Muslims living in France, it is home to the largest Muslim population in Western Europe. However, the government estimates that only around 1,900 Muslim women actually wear a veil. According to opinion polls, the majority of French people are in favour of a ban. Some politicians think it would be too difficult to enforce such a ban. The Socialist Party says, "We are opposed to the veil. It is a prison for women and has no place in France, but a ban would not work." This is not the first time that France has taken steps to prevent people from wearing religious items. In 2004, they banned all conspicuous religious symbols in state schools and government offices. This included Muslim headscarves, Christian crosses, and Jewish skullcaps. Turkey has had a ban on veils for over 85 years. Women cannot wear veils in schools or universities, or if they work in government jobs. But is it fair to dictate what another person wears?